Go to the book of Obadiah. That ought to take you a few minutes. Obadiah. If you have a good Bible, it's page 941. Obadiah. It's a place where your pages are still stuck together. It's between Amos and Jonah. That really ought to help. Just look it up in the index, Pastor, and get over it. No, I'm teasing. Obadiah. Obadiah, the last act to wipe out Satan's subtle strategy of dominion. Obadiah. The book of Obadiah is a judgment written about 800 years before the birth of Jesus Christ against the Edomites. Esau became Edom, chapter 36 of the book of Genesis. Esau moves from Canaan, modern-day Israel, to Mount Seir. Chapter 35 of Ezekiel talks about Mount Seir. Mount Seir is that lower third of modern-day Jordan. That was what the mountain range was called before Esau moved there. His name was changed to Edom, and they call those mountains the mountains of Edom. Petra is the headquarters where Esau moved to live. Now, I'm trying to give you about a 5 hours. I got a series of tapes over here called Esau and the Palestinians. Doesn't that sound like a neat rock group? Esau and the Palestinians. Anyway, Esau, I trace from Esau to Arafat. And the Palestinians are Edomites. Edomites that come to power in the last days. The judgment pronounced upon them. And again, I can't trace all of that for you. I'm just jumping. I'm cheating with you, I know. Jumping now to verse 15. And here's the destruction of the last group, the final solution for the Palestinians. We've taken care of everybody except the Palestinian people in their final solution as our study has unfolded for us this morning. Verse 15. For the day of the Lord is near upon all heathen. The day of the Lord. The day of the Lord, listen, here's a definition for that phrase. The day of the Lord is any time in history when God intercedes in the affairs of man personally on the earth. I'll give that to you one more time. The day of the Lord is any time in history when God intercedes in the affairs of man personally on the earth. Look here just a second. The rapture of the church is not the day of the Lord. He's not on the earth. He's in the heavens, and we're caught up to be with Him. The day of the Lord starts. Here, the definition is applicable in general terminology to the seven-year tribulation. He's interceding the affairs of man personally on the earth. The second coming of Christ. The millennial kingdom. He's ruling and reigning from the earth. The great white throne judgment. The day of the Lord, in general usage of the definition, is 1,007 years long. Or, and you determine this by the context, the day of the Lord is the day that Jesus Christ steps back on the earth. Zechariah 14:2, in the day of the Lord, all the nations of the world will gather at Jerusalem. At the day Christ steps back on the earth, on the Mount of Olives, that is the day of the Lord. I believe what this is talking about is the day of the Lord when Christ comes back. The day of the Lord is at hand. Verse 16, for you have drunk upon my holy mountain. The holy mountain, that phrase is always referring to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. What does that mean? That they took a fifth of Jack Daniels and guzzled it down on the Temple Mount? No. It means they have become intoxicated with power. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 says, Jerusalem shall become a cup of trembling. When the cup has the vine, juice of the vine in it and it starts to move, it's intoxicating, don't touch it. They have become intoxicated with power. You have drunk upon my holy mountain. You have controlled my holy Temple Mount, but I am fed up. It is over. You're going to continue to drink, verse 16. Verse 17, but upon Mount Zion, Zion is a synonymous term for Jerusalem. You see the word Zion, that means Jerusalem. But upon Mount Zion, or in Jerusalem, shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. The house of Jacob, that's the Jewish people. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire. Then skip and look at, and the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall be kindled in them and devour them. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. Obadiah has the final solution for the Palestinian people. They will go all the way through. Oh, they were just about wiped out 500 years before Christ. Malachi chapter 1 said they will return and rebuild. God says that will be the border of wickedness. The Palestinian people make it all the way through the tribulation. And at the second coming of Jesus Christ, when he comes back, the Jews become the fire. And the Edomites, the Palestinians, become the stubble. And they are devoured as if they never were. May I have your attention here just a second? The final solution. Islam, that cohesive religiosity, bringing all those nations that we've discussed together at the rapture. Iran, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Libya, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, Syria, Libya, wiped out near after the rapture. And then about 7 years later, less than seven, but it's 7 years later, then Babylon, modern day Iraq, wiped out. And then when Christ comes back, the Palestinians. Let me just tell you this. It's never been like this in history. When Iraq was in a position, and the Palestinians, in the powerful position they are, up and operating, waiting for the final solution. And the other nations on the front pages of our newspaper. The final solution is on the stage. All the actors are in place. The curtain is about to go up. And Jesus said, when you see these things happening, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. I believe we're here based upon the precious, holy, prophetic word of God. How then ought we to live in these days? Father, thank you for the privilege of going into your book, into a divine description of a day of destiny that so seems to define the day in which we're living. That type of information demands a decision on all of our parts to either trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior and be prepared, are to make certain we're walking pure, living productively until you come. Thank you for your word taught to your people, revealing your plan. Might we move into your will as we await your coming for your glory. In thy precious name we pray with thanksgiving.